Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. It is 8:09, time for Alamo Grove Main Street with Nolan Ojeda. Good morning, Nolan.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Claudia Loya, always brightening herself with that great smile. Good morning, Claudia.
Hello, hello.
How's everything going? I got to tell you guys, I'm just going to say this. Wow. Christmas on Main Street.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. I tell you what, places packed, stores were busy. Street was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was a good time.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
About how many people showed up?
So the rough number I've gotten so far is a little over 8,000 people.
8,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it felt like it at some points during the event, for sure.
No,
hey, that's just people with cell phones, so
yeah.
Not the kids.
Right, yeah. So, but I got to tell you, you try to get into Victoria's to talk them, packed. You try to get into Roadrunner Emporium featuring a local bodega, packed.
Yep.
You know, other stores, packed.
Yeah.
Vendors were busy. My friend with Triple Nickel.
Oh, Triple Nickel. Oh, yeah.
He sold out.
Triple Nickel always sells out.
Yeah, he sold out. I went over to say hi to him when I was leaving, and my friend from Quality Body Shop is there. All he could get was a turkey leg.
Yep.
But it was a big one. He said, I'm not going to be hungry. So, man, I tell you what, all the food trucks did well, and the entertainment was
just
fantastic.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
And the Christmas dancing with the folklorico dancers from Tularosa with the lights on them and everything.
Oh, yeah. That was
beautiful.
So cool.
Wasn't it, though? I mean, everybody's out there with the cell phones, you know.
They have been working all year long.
Yeah.
And they, for Christmas on Main Street, they got a new outfit and they got a new dance, a new choreo. And they got the lights as well. So they were so excited to be part of Christmas on Main Street, and they brought it.
Oh, yeah. My 2-year-old was utterly enamored by their dresses.
Wow.
Like, just mouth open, staring. Just, he was totally enamored by them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I tell you what, and I mean, just everything. I mean, what a night. And the line to see Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I squeaked in an interview with him, and people were like, oh, what?
Yeah.
No, you did it right. You did it right as he landed in his chair. So it was a smart move from you, because other than that, I don't think the kids would have let you.
No. Get the back of the line, mister.
So, you know. Santa was busy all night. All night.
Well, I tell you what, a great event. Over 8,000 people came out to take part in it. Great entertainment. Just a fun night. Stores had great specials. They were busy and stuff, you know. Yeah. And our friends at Victoria, I'm not going to talk about their barbecue stuff because I don't want to say it on the air. But I told you about it. Good stuff.
It made an appearance at our Christmas party.
Oh, did it?
At our Main Street Christmas party. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty funny.
It was, you know. So the businesses on Main Street on New York Avenue had to have been thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually the Christmas on Main Street events, their highest grossing day of the year.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I mean, and it was packed. And this thing went all the way down to the Flickinger Center. Just all kinds of things going on. Great car show by the Immaculate Car Club.
Oh, yeah. They're
those guys
awesome.
Are always fun playing that Christmas music. Always have a good time talking to those. I was just out at their Christmas Miracle.
Yeah.
That thing was packed, too.
Yeah.
It was a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
They bring it.
Yeah,
they bring
do.
It.
They absolutely do and stuff, you know. So, great time this weekend and stuff. So, now we got Christmas on Main Street out of the way and stuff, and a great time it was. If you didn't get down to it, you watch for it next year.
Oh, yeah.
You'll want to be come down, if nothing else, just to see the spectacle of it.
Yes.
I mean, well, and we had Side Street open.
Yep. Yep. We had people going through the alley looking at the murals and everything else.
I didn't get back there that night to see who all was back there, but we had a great ribbon cutting for it.
Yeah, the ribbon cutting was awesome.
We had about 300 people there.
It was huge. Yeah. I was kind of blown away by how many people were there. I think it kind of overwhelmed us a little because I don't think any of us expected it.
I don't think we expected it, no.
Yeah,
no. But it was great. Like, we loved it.
I think the one thing it showed by the big turnout of people that it's something Alamogordo wanted and needed.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, so.
Well, and it was done by people in Alamogordo. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was really what made it so special was that so many people that were there, they knew someone who had participated in actually putting together that whole alleyway. So that made it huge, I think.
Yeah. Well, Claudia, I know you guys have been busy with this and stuff, you too, but that Side Street project is going to be a project that is just going to just enhance the experience of downtown.
Correct. And, I mean, we have many plans for that area. Obviously, there's other areas that we're going to try to get grants for, but I mean, we're very excited with our brand new shiny alley.
No doubt about that. Well, Nolan and Claudia, let's talk about what's coming up next year after the first year. A lot of things coming up. There's going to be, you know, like we say, you know, you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. That's going to be happening with Main Street. But let's take it from the top. Nolan, what's coming up next?
Yeah, sure. So, of course, like, work doesn't stop just because we finished a couple of projects. So we're going to go into the next year just about as busy as we were this last year. Hopefully a little bit less manual labor. So first, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to focus on going into the future has been how do we engage the Holloman folks out there on base? How do we get them into our downtown? What do they want? What do they need? So we're working with an economic development consultant to come up with basically a 15 question survey.
Yeah.
And we're partnering up with the marketing folks over there on Holloman and working on a survey to really get a better understanding of what would our military folks like to see, what would their families like to see in their downtown. And we're going to make it a little broader than that, too. That way, some of the information is still usable for some of the other entities like the Center of Commerce or the city, since they're our partners in most of the things we do. That's one of the things that are on the docket. Another one is we've been putting together a comprehensive social media marketing campaign for our businesses downtown. So that will include full interviews with the shop owners, stuff like that, some showcasing of their wares from their stores. We even want to throw in some historical stuff about downtown Alamogordo, just fun facts and stuff about, you know, the buildings and some of the history that's taken place down there. So I've got a couple college kids that are interested in helping with that. And, you know, we've got a committee that's working on that. So that'll be hopefully rolling out towards the end, like maybe the early summer.
Yeah,
probably that marketing campaign will roll out.
Wow.
And then the big one that probably takes the most logistics is the coffee shop accelerator.
Right.
So that's a business accelerator. Basically, it'll be a 6-week course. People who want to participate come in. They learn how to do how to make a business plan with the Small Business Development Center helps us with that. They learn what permitting and licenses they need to actually run their shop. They learn how to do customer discovery surveys so that they can understand how to pinpoint their marketing and everything else. So it's about 6 weeks. And then the goal is they open up in a physical location in downtown and they get to open up basically risk-free.
Wow.
And actually run their business for a little bit. And the goal is after we rotate a few cohorts through that spot, that they open permanently downtown. So hopefully it will bring a coffee shop. But we're trying to make it even more complicated, but I think a better business model is to not just have a coffee shop, but how do we partner with a couple businesses that could cohabit the space together, right? Maybe we have a coffee shop and a micro business that right now just runs out of their home, but they want to open up a bit of a boutique-y area in the coffee shop. Or, you know, we're talking about partnering with the library to make it kind of like a coffee shop bookstore vibe or something like that. So there's a lot of logistics that are going to go into that project, but I think it could have a huge impact for our downtown and a lasting one too, to actually cultivate some of these budding entrepreneurs in the area.
Well, a couple of great collaborations that I see right down on downtown Main Street right now is a coffee shop and Money Cakes, or a coffee shop and Roadrunner Emporium and Local Bodega.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You know, things like that, you know, so... you got to have the room too, you know, so, but then just a coffee and cold drink vendor for Side Street Art Project coming in the spring and summer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fantastic opportunities and money cakes out the back door with cupcakes and stuff like that. I mean, that'd just be fantastic.
Or clay time. Paint your pottery out back while you drink a cold coffee or something. I mean, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, so there's a lot of opportunity there for existing businesses. But I like the idea of someone who wants to bring it out of their house.
Yes.
And then combine that with a coffee shop and both work together. I mean, great, great opportunities.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's taken us, it's a lot of paperwork. And it's a lot of understanding of a business that, I have no idea how to run it. Same with Nolan. Like, the whole board, like, it's like, okay, this is a brand new territory for all of us, but I think we're enjoying it.
Well, you've got a business down there. Mm-hmm. Claudia, tell us about your business.
It's Elite Memories Boutique, and it's a formal wear shop. We have everything for, like, milestone events in your life. Quinceañeras, weddings, prom, homecoming, all of the formal attire, you can find it there. If you feel down, you can always come and wear a tiara for a day. Like, shop around, look at the pretty dresses. It's like the very blingy store in downtown,
and a great place to add in a coffee shop.
There you go.
Awesome.
You know, so that is fantastic and stuff. I want to go back to Christmas on Main Street just for one second, because I saw something I thought I'd never see.
What?
And that was the mariachi band in the middle of 10th Street.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wow, that was so cool, because the city let you walk off 10th Street.
Yes, first time in history.
We're so happy with them. Like, they helped us so much this year. Like, closing the street and making it a safe event for the... whole community. Oh my god, that was a great help.
First time I got to stand in the middle of 10th Street and do a live broadcast. So, and a mariachi band there to boot. I mean, that was great.
We've already been having discussions about how do we take advantage of getting to do that next year. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we stick all the entertainment in the intersection.
Yeah.
You know, and keep the road a little less crowded, maybe right around the stage, because it was pretty crowded.
Yeah. Well, I saw people got them blowing leaves outside our door right now, or window right now, but I saw people walking across 10th Street from Walgreens coming over to watch the mariachi band.
And it was awesome to grab all that eye traffic, right? People noticing right there in the intersection.
That was
great.
That'd be a great place to have some cool stuff right in the middle of the city. Continue to work with you on
that.
But it was just a great event. Okay, now we're going to switch back in. Now, you know, we've talked about the accelerator and stuff like that. We know we're going to have some more First Fridays coming up, but we got a major construction project coming up as well.
So you know, it's our we've branded it the Main Street Makeover Project. And it's a two-phase project. Phase one is utility work. So the main water line and the sewer lines in the alley will be getting replaced and upgraded. And then phase two is all the above ground stuff, new ADA compliant sidewalks, new signage. We're getting some public art structures, more trees, benches, new lights. We're pretty excited about it. You know, it's been a material acquisition has been killing us. You know, we're post-COVID, but it doesn't feel like it in the construction world. Yeah. You know,
it's going to take a while to work out of that mess.
Yeah. So that's kind of that's kept us having to keep pushing the break ground date back over and over and over. But right now, I think we're probably going to end up breaking ground somewhere in late summer. I would bet late summer, maybe early fall. So when that happens, you know, for phase one, the street will be closed because they're going to pull out that main water line, which runs about in the middle of the street. The sidewalks will remain open, but the street will be closed. And then once phase one is complete, then the sidewalks will happen. And that's when we're going to have both a street closure and some foot traffic issues in our downtown.
Now, a lot of the downtown businesses will have access from their back doors.
Correct.
Where people can get into. And we want to make people understand that a lot of those businesses downtown can still have customers.
Correct.
Well, you just have to come in from the alleyway or from off of 10th Street in the back alleyway to come into those stores and stuff. And they'll create the entrances and make it convenient for you to do it.
Well, and for most of the construction, their front doors will be accessible. It's in the contract that
the contractors have been working with us. And to make sure that everybody stays open, that nobody goes like a month closed. Yeah. No, like everybody is working together and their main goal is to like keep everyone open.
Right. So. Yeah. Because, you know, it can be devastating for a business to have to close for 1 or 2 days.
Yep.
In the regular time of season, that's a lot of money lost for them. And we need our local businesses on New York Avenue to thrive and survive.
Yes.
You know, so that is a great thing. But that is going to add so much to the experience of downtown once all of this is done.
Yeah. I mean, the stats that we've seen from other communities post these kind of projects, because this is an initiative from the state. You know, we got $1.9 million in capital outlay funding to do this streetscape project. Mm-hmm. And some of the stats that they have found after these streetscapes are completed is outrageous. Like 90 plus increase in foot traffic.
Wow.
What I think 70 something percent less vacancies, like building vacancies afterwards. And something, I think it was in the 60s, a 60% something increase in new businesses opening up in the downtown areas. Yeah. So the impact statistics, like, yes, we're going to have a beautiful street, but the impact statistics after you do this, they really do make a difference in how your downtown thrives economically, from an economic standpoint.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is going to be great to see. Claudia, we're going to be looking at possibly some new business. Do we have a lot of some vacant buildings on New York Avenue that we can
fill up? Very few. Not many.
See, that's...
So, if you ever wonder, like, I would like to open up a shop, this is your shop.
Yeah.
This is it. Like, right now. Don't wait until the street is done, because you probably won't find them.
Yeah.
There's not many empty buildings in downtown, thankfully. So, yeah, it is... It's going to be a great place to be.
Now it's time to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I bring up my hometown of Gray Bend, Kansas, because... they keep redoing their main street, which is a major highway, Highway 281.
Yeah.
But the side streets and stuff on that as well. What we found, a lot of folks that own the business also owns the building. And these are two-story buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They've created situations to where they can put a business up in the second story with an escalator or stairwell or an elevator that'll get to that second business up on top.
Yep.
And they've increased business that way. Is that something we can look at here in Alamogordo?
Some of the shops do have secondary levels, but most of our shops downtown don't.
No.
Most of our shops downtown are single story shops. We have one business that is, well, we actually have a couple business owners that are looking to bring their businesses downtown into Alamogordo right now. And some of the things they're looking at, because they do have second stories in the buildings they're looking to take over, is actually putting like bed and breakfast spots on some of the upper levels,
Oh, wow.
Or building in furnished housing units on some of the upper levels. You know, we have a lot of traveling nurses. We've got a lot of folks that come out for the test, for the test program out of Holloman that aren't here for a super, super long amount of time. They usually don't come with their families. You know, they just come to work. And so some of the things that some of our entrepreneurs are looking at is how do we bring that into our downtown? Because when you can put housing on upper levels in these historic downtowns, it really increases how much you have going on in your downtown.
And yeah, especially if you can put a balcony on those that look out over the main street and stuff. They did that in one business that I know back in Great Bend. They had a big awning out there. Well, they, when they redid all that, they constructed and put a balcony on that apartment complex up above, and people gather when there's things going on in Main Street. If people come out on that balcony and stuff, and you just got that much more fun stuff going on.
Well, so. And the more we can get restaurants or coffee shops or bars or whatever downtown, the more people that are living down there, the more customer base those kind of businesses will just naturally have because of ease, you know. So there's some interesting things that that Main Street's been talking to business owners about, and how do we kind of capitalize on the square footage we do have, because it is limited. I mean, I get phone calls and people are interested in moving their business downtown, and the fact of the matter is the real estate is so limited right now that I'm kind of like, here's your three options, you know. And but one of the things we definitely struggle with, I think, and this is every Main Street community, because, you know, we talk to the other communities. There's 36, I think, in the state of New Mexico, other Main Streets. You know, when we talk to them, one of the hardest things about these old buildings is that oftentimes they are owned in trusts. Or they're owned by people who don't even live in the community. And so
much less in the state.
Correct. And, you know, maybe it belonged to somebody's parents and then the parents lived in the community, but they've passed away and now it's in a trust. And so to do anything with that building, to have like rehab it, to sell it, to anything, you have to get the buy-in of now like six different people in four different states and everything else. And so one of the things that we always try to push for is that, how do we get these buildings into the hands of the business owners that are actually there, or at least into the hands of someone local? Because there tends to be a lot more awareness of the maintenance and the upkeep and stuff that needs to happen on these buildings. And so that's a struggle across our whole state, but it is definitely something we face in our downtown.
It'd be nice if some organization or trust or whatever would create a grant where Main Street or can help people buy those buildings from those people so these things can be done.
Yes.
Because to have a business, you've got to have real estate.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
You got to have it. So.
Yep.
Claudia, what's your vision for the Side Street project? What are you thinking that can be done more with that?
Well, that's what we've been talking about in many, like, I know Nolan hates this word, events, but let's say micro events. Let's say like in a smaller scale, but events like that people and the businesses can enjoy. Like Nolan was saying, like playtime doing classes there, Mommy Cakes doing classes, like imagine a Mommy and Me cookie decorating class, or paint your own pottery for Mother's Day or any of those things. I was telling him, like, we should have the artists, like Taylor and Melanie's, teaching how to do one of the murals that they created in our alley. Like, imagine how cool that would be. So having food trucks there, having
Otero
music, having having the organizations that did the murals, like imagine the middle schoolers being able to teach the other students or just people in the community how to do their murals. Like I see us using it a lot. I see the businesses taking advantage of it. So I'm excited and happy for this project to now enjoy all the labor that everybody put in.
You know, and maybe another good micro opportunity would be to the college has photography classes and have displays down there,
yes,
where people can view, maybe buy some of the stuff and and have displays down there with the coffee and the refreshments and the food trucks and stuff like that. So you guys got it going. I tell you what, Nolan, you got it going.
We do. And, you know, the grant report for that grant, for the ARP grant, was the easiest grant report I've ever had to write, ever. You know, if we did, I tallied up an estimate of our volunteer hours, and we're over 1,600 volunteer hours.
Wow.
And so one of the ways nonprofits like us can demonstrate value added is there is a dollar amount that is tied to a volunteer hour.
Yes.
And it varies by state. In the state of New Mexico, I think it's $24.30 per volunteer hour. And so if you take 1,600 hours and multiply it by that, I mean, that's almost $39,000 worth of volunteer labor we had just in this project alone.
Right.
Just in this project alone. Over 52 volunteers helped paint the murals.
Wow.
52. So, I mean, it was a huge undertaking, but wow, did our grant report look fantastic, because our community showed up so much. 29 sponsors, $15,000+ raised. I mean, it was. So right now, one of the things we're discussing is, do we go after this grant again to maybe hit one of the other alleys, like the other side of the 900 block? You know, there's not so much we could do back there, but imagine if we could paint murals and put signage up across that entire alley, and every time you're driving down White Sands, you see the back of these buildings, and they're bright and they're vibrant, and it would make you wonder, what's down there? Look at those crazy murals. So we're talking about it. I know the ARP rep was telling me, we don't usually give back-to-back awards, but we're really talking about Alamogordo maybe being one of the exceptions to the rule.
Wow.
So fantastic. So we're pretty excited.
And we still have some lumber and need some volunteers to build a couple more pergolas.
Yep, we still have two more pergolas. We've got one more mural that needs started and completed. And, you know, we've got some other stuff still back there, too. You know, we talked about putting up places for temporary art installations. Basically, you can paint on a piece of plywood and mount it up, and we could rotate them out with Otero Art Space here and there and stuff like that. So there's, you know, and I still got to pour some concrete pads for the benches so we can mount the benches, because we don't want those to be walk away. You know, so
they're beautiful. So
would. Handmade right here in Alamogordo. Just for us. So we've still got some stuff to tie up on that project, but I think it'll just grow. I think it'll just keep growing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop with the holidays after the first year. A lot of things going on down there.
Many things.
And Alamogordo Main Street is becoming vibrant, a good part of this community. Alamogordo Main Street, the organization, is a vital part of the community. And we appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Claudia, what's your plans for Christmas?
Well, we already made a lot of tamales.
Oh, look out now.
50 pounds.
50 pounds.
Me and my mom have that tradition. Yeah. We always make them. We make buñuelos. We make cookies with the kids. So we have been doing all of our traditions through the month.
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, we go a little crazy with the Christmas shopping with like 19 family members.
Oh,
so there's a lot. Yeah.
Lordy.
So yeah, definitely we are enjoying. I'm enjoying my mom as much as I can since we were so busy.
Yeah.
I neglected her a little bit, but just my kids are grown man-child now.
Yeah.
So enjoying them whenever they let me, and just being with family and being at mom's.
All right, that sounds good. Nolan, your plans?
Me and the family are packing up and driving to California on Wednesday.
All right. Yeah, going to have some good fun out in the sunshine.
Yeah, we'll see my sister and my dad and my stepmom and my nieces, and it'll be a good time.
Have a good time. I'm staying put, so right here in Alamogordo. Going to celebrate Christmas right here in Alamogordo again. Guys, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you in there. Always fun to talk about New York Avenue and Alamogordo Main Street, because great things are happening.
Yes.
And we've got to love that and stuff. So Merry Christmas to both of you.
Appreciate you, Mike.
You betcha. Have a great one, guys.
Thank you.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.